Welcome back to Daf Zakenim on the Parsha. In Parsha's Pinchas, we learn about a bunch of Karbanos, the Karban Talmud, the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, of Yom Tovim. And the Daf Zakenim has a series of very interesting comments that are, about ancient but still practiced customs, various points on our liturgy. You know, like, for example, the Balei Tosfos here go through an explanation of Tikkunta Shabbos, from Shabbos Musaf, and other very interesting comments based on our liturgy. And they ask over here, the Balei Tosfos ask about a practice that is done, or actually that is not done. And that is Kriyas HaTorah for the Parsha of the Musaf of Shabbos. Meaning that for Yom Tovim, we lain the Parsha from Parshas Pinchas, their karban for, right, the karban musaf that we say during musaf, we also lain it for maftir. That's what's typically done, and on Sukkot, on Chol Moed, that is the laining of the day. On Rosh Chodesh, the laining of the day is the karban musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Yet we do not have a practice to read the Parsha of the Karban Musaf from Parshas Pinchas on Shabbos. We should read that every Shabbos, just like we read on Rosh Chodesh, every single Rosh Chodesh. We read from Parshas Pinchas the Parsha of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and just like we do the same thing on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Shemini Atzeres and Sukkot, right? We read every single Yom Tov. We do that, so why don't we do that for Shabbos? And the Balei Tosfos, preempt an answer you might give. They say, wait, hold on, and don't tell me that the reason is that the parsha is of the Musaf of Shabbos is only two psukim, and we know from the Gemara and Maseches Megillah that we never have an aliyah that is fewer than two psukim. That is fewer than three psukim, and also we don't do it three psukim from the within three psukim of the end of the parsha and the beginning of the parsha. But says the Daf Zakenim, don't try to suggest that, because that's not clearly not the answer. It says Shahayu one of the cross of the Hashkil, the Parshas Tzavas Aharon is Karbi Lachmi. Just like meaning that we should, we could work around that. We could just do basically what we do on Rosh Chodesh. We could do the Rosh Chodesh laning. We could start from the Karban Talmud and read Musaf of Shabbos, and then we can read the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh as long as we get it in there. Meaning, just because it's two psukim doesn't mean we shouldn't do it at all. We can do the two psukim within a bigger parsha, and that would be fine, right? Anyway, on Rosh Chodesh, we also read about the Korban Talmud, and we read about the Korban Musaf of Shabbos, because we want to get to the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, so we could do the same thing for Shabbos. So that's not a good answer. Rather, the Balei Tosfos suggest the following, which I believe might also be part of the of Tosfos in Maseches Megillah, at the end of Maseches Megillah, when it goes through the has a big discussion about Kriyas HaTorah in general and the lainings that are unique for the Yom Tovim. They explain that all the Kriyas HaParshios are because of Kapara. They achieve Kapara, and they quote a Gemara in Maseches Tanis where Avram says, "B'mai da ki ereshena," how am I going to know that they will inherit it, or with what Will I know that my children will be able to inherit the land? And the Gemara elaborates that what merit will I have? And Hashem says, oh well, there's karbanos. And he says, right, but when the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, Avraham Avinu says to Hashem, when the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, how are they going to earn to live in the land? And Hashem says back to them, Shahayu kodim lefanai karha karbanos umala ne'aliyam kiliyag krivam lefanai mechaper lahem, right? That if they read from the karbanos, they do that kriyas HaTorah of the karbanos, then I will consider as if they brought them, and then I will be mechaper for them. Say the Balei Tosfos of here, avol parsha Shabbos lo k'siva kapara. It doesn't say the lashon of kapara at all, of atonement by Shabbos, and therefore, since the reading of the karbanos is to achieve kapara, but this karban, the karban of Musaf of Shabbos, is not to achieve kapara, therefore it is not going to be read. Right? As per Avram's discussion with Hashem, the kriya of karbanos is to achieve kapara, and there's kapara and chatas and things like that on all the other special days, but not on Shabbos. Now the reason for that might be that the Yom Tovim all exist in a post fragmented world. That Shabbos existed when the world was first created. There was a Shabbos, and the Yom Tovim only came about once, you know, man sinned for so many generations, and then there had to be a Klal Yisrael, and the Klal Yisrael sinned, and they had to end up in Mitzrayim, and then were redeemed. So it could be that the Yom Tovim and Rosh Chodesh and everything are really and the celebration of Rosh Chodesh that we have are really a function of the brokenness of a world and an attempt for a tikkun and a kapara and fixing up the world, and therefore Shabbos is really before that. That predates all of that, so it's not connected to kapara. In Chassidus, it seems to be that there's no korban chatas and there's no kapara that, you know, we don't think about that. We look past that on Shabbos. We don't focus on our averus at all. We don't do vidoy, we don't do anything like that on Shabbos. We just focus on our connection to Hashem. You can almost skip the steps of feeling bad about your averos. Shabbos is completely connection to Hashem, and it could be that's the deeper reason over here. One more quick point that I suggest, Davar Acher, another pshat, is that regarding the Moados, the holidays, it says, Eile Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Osam. These are the Moadim that Tikru, that you call out. But also tikru really means read. And Chazal say from here that there's a mitzvah to read about the Yom Tovim on the Yom Tovim themselves. And they say, Shabbos look sivkein. It doesn't say this by Shabbos. And Shabbos is not called a moed. They bring a pasuk that indicates that Rosh Chodesh is called a moed. Rosh Chodesh is called a moed. The Yom Tovim are for sure called moadim. Shabbos is not, and therefore that would not fall under the category of this pasuk. So as we head into Shabbos, we think about how we don't have to focus on what we've done wrong or any tests we've failed, because we can go right into Shabbos without thinking about our chayit, without reading the parsha of Shabbos, and going in and enjoying our relationship with Hashem. Have a beautiful Shabbos.